From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel has removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. But Muslim worshippers continued offering prayers outside the mosque in protest. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli police at the mosque site known to Jews as the Temple Mount. The decision by the Israeli government was welcomed by the UN Special Coordinator for the Mideast Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the holy esplanade.
The spike in tensions has left at least seven Israelis and Palestinians dead in recent days. American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said Israel's decision was clearly a concession.
Many Israeli journalists were saying that, in fact, Israel's position is weakened by having taken a stand which was initially unreasonable and then being basically forced to back down.
Israel has maintained other security measures at the mosque that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Waqf, the religious body that oversees Islamic sites in the city, insist must also end. A Spanish rescue group Tuesday said it found nearly 170 migrants alive, but 13 others dead in a rubber boat drifting in the Mediterranean Sea. The Proactiva Open Arms non-governmental organization said the rescue effort occurred some 24 kilometers north of the Libyan coastal town of Sabratha. This is VOA News.